I'm gonna read this out to you. Now, here's how I ended. Let me see. When I was younger, now Jackie's my witness. Jackie won't lie. Okay, I might lie to you, but Jackie won't lie. Okay, Jackie.
Do I get choked as much as I used to?
No. All right, hear that. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. When I was coming up, I used to eat. Back in the day, I could eat. Sitting at a table. If you took me to, like, you know, them buffet, they lost money. But I used to, I could eat. And when I would eat, I would just, I mean, just put it in my mouth. I didn't chew it. I just swallowed it. You know, and I could do that. I got old. And as I got old, I would put it in my mouth. And I was sitting at the table, and Jackie looking at me, tears coming out my eyes. I'm choking.
Am I right?
And I'm, Jackie, what's wrong with me? I'm choking. And I remember one time I went somewhere to the restaurant, and Jackie had to come in the bathroom and get me because I was in there choking. Because I was just, you know, when you're young, you eat. Just eat. Now you get old, you got to chew. You know, I got. You know, but it's all right, okay? I'm cool, all right? Before I was eating, and I wasn't chewing them. It's the same thing with the Word of God. You got to chew on it. Before, when I used to be a young Christian, I would just, I read 20 chapters. I read 10 chapters. I read 15 chapters. I would just swallow the Word. And that was good, but I never chewed it. I never meditated on it. And God wants you to chew. That's why, if you ever notice in here, I might give a verse, or I might say a few verses, I might talk, give you a paraphrase. But I want you to learn how to chew on the Word. Because the Word is deep. The Word is thick. There's so much to it. And you can taste it when you take time on it. I read a portion, I read a chapter, I read a verse, and then I just chew on that Word. I say, God, talk to me. And God will begin to talk to me. Because it's so deep. That's why we're going to spend eternity understanding the Word. Because God will be breaking it down. It's going to be so deep. I got a verse. Got a verse for you. Alright, so it's this one. But I got a different verse. I'll read a different verse. Alright. Psalm 37:4. It says this. In the NIV, it's a national, international, the New International Version. Take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. In the King James Version, it says like this: delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. In the Message, it says, get insurance with God. Do a good deed, settle down, and stick to your last. Keep company with God, getting in on the best. In the Amplified Bible, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord. He will give you the desires of, and secret petitions of your heart. The gist of it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I'm old, okay? December 28, I'm how old am I going to be? 55. You know, I've been running for 55, all right?
I'm a kid.
I'm a kid, okay? Thank God, all right? I thought heaven was going to come back when I was 40. Good Lord, I'm like, God. But anyway. I'm older, so I'm a little bit wiser. When I was young, I would see things and understand things in my little mind, and I thought that's how they work. When you're young, you see this and you see that, and you say, oh, that's how life is, and this is what would make me happy. And so then you get older, you become an adult, and you start to live life. And you start to find out what life is about. And life starts to slap you upside the head and this and that. You go through this and that. And you start finding out, oh, this is what life really is about. And then when you get older, you say, okay, I understand life. I see, you step back and say, I can tell somebody or I can understand what life is really about. When I was young, I thought it was this. Then I had to go through, when I was an adult, I went through and I faced this, and now I'm older and I can sit back and I can, okay, I can understand. And that's how people are in spirituality, where you are in your spiritual growth. Some are young Christians, and you think life is like this. The Christian life is like this. Then you get in the Christian life, and you get slapped upside the head, and get some knocks, and go through some stuff, and some struggles and stuff, and you say, ooh, this is what Christian life is. And then you get older, and you walk a little bit further, and you begin to understand, you begin to catch on, okay, I got it, I understand. I see what God is doing. And so, let me use that verse. When I was young in the Lord, I saw that verse. He will give you the desires of your heart. What I can have? Woo! Do you understand the desires of your heart? Do you know what I want? God will give me the desires of my heart. So I can have it. Jimmy, I can have it. I was like, yes! And so I'm thinking, God will give me the desires of my heart. And so I'm like, I'm excited. Again, I'm young. I'm a young Christian. And so I'm like, yes, I'm going to get the desires of my heart. Now, as life went on, my Christian life went on, and bumps and bruises and started getting hit and kicked and stuff, I started noticing, I ain't got the desires of my heart yet. You know? And I'm like, where I desire, I thought the Bible says he would give me the desires of my heart. Has anybody ever seen this verse before? Anybody ever seen this verse before? Well, okay. Raise your hand if God has given you the desire, the thing you really desire in your heart. He gave you everything. You got all the money you want. You can take her anywhere you want to. You can fly to Hawaii right now. See, now, maybe next year. You got everything you want. He got everything you want. He can do everything you want.
He can do everything you want?
Yeah. No. Okay, all right. Yeah. Y'all know what I want.
Yeah.
Desires in your heart. It gives you everything. I mean, and I'm thinking, yes, now, this is me. Not y'all, I know y'all perfect. This is me. As I started walking through this Christian life, I started saying, God, I don't know how to say this, but I think you lie. Because I ain't got the desires in my heart yet. There's some stuff I want. There's some places I wanted to go. There's some things I want to do. And you said you would give me the desires of my heart. And I'm just going to be honest. Now, y'all might have it. I don't. And so, I kind of say, and the Bible says, God is not a man, he should lie. The Bible even says in Hebrew, he says, it's impossible for God to lie. But in my mind, you lie. Because I ain't got it. And so, okay, you said you would give me the desires of my heart. Right? Well, that's how I took it. I had to start to chew on the word. I had to start to chew. So that I could begin to get, okay, God, what are you talking about? Because maybe you ain't lying. Maybe I'm messed up. You know, when you're young, you don't see things right. Case in point. When I was young, I said, I want a car. If I get a car, I'll be happy. All I have to do is get me a car. I can go where I want. I ain't got to ask daddy, mama, nothing. I go where I want to go. Go, I get in the car, roll the window down, stick my head out the window, let the air go through my head, and I'll be happy. Give me a car. And I got me a car. And when I got me a car, I was happy for a little while. They had to pay taxes. And you had to buy gas.
Insurance.
And insurance. And I was like, this ain't making me happy. I don't remember this. I remember when daddy and them had a car. I mean, I don't remember that part. And accidents. And people digging your car. I don't remember this part. And so I was happy for a little bit because it didn't make me all the way. Then I said, okay. I got it. Lord, all right. We would ride around and say, I want a home. I don't want to live with rent, but I want me a home. I want me a house. If I get a house, I'll be happy. Just give me a house. If I can make the payments of outfit work out me a house, ooh, good God Almighty, I was happy for a little while. I thought the house would make me happy. It would fulfill my full desire. Until you pay your taxes. And you pay that monthly mortgage. And you gotta cut that grass. And bugs and insects and termites and all the stuff that go with the house. And I was happy for a little while. I thought it was gonna make me happy. You follow me? And I thought it would fill the desires of my heart. And God had to show me something.
Look, I need to use the illustration. Come here. Come here, Dad.
This is my flesh. In my flesh, I need three things. I need air. I need water. And I need food. If I don't have it, I die. If I have it, I'm satisfied. I need that.
This is my heart. In other words, my spirit. My spirit man. This is what's on the inside of me. It needs air. It needs water. It needs food. Or she needs air, water, food. She needs it. This is the inside. This is my spirit. This is my flesh. I'm going to give you, God said, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Not going to give you the desires of your flesh. I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Your heart needs air, spiritual air, communication with me, prayer. Your heart needs water, the Spirit of God. Your heart needs food, the Word of God. I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Thank you. Okay. Not the desires of your flesh. Your flesh needs natural air, natural water, natural food. But it doesn't, that can't fulfill that. That can't fill that up. It would be on the same level, for instance.
I got a cup here. If I fill this cup, I'm thirsty. And I fill this cup with sand and I drink it, I'll be full. But it didn't fulfill the thirst. You follow me?
I got a plate or I got a bowl.
I'm hungry. I need food. But if I put rocks in here and I eat them, I'm full. But I'm not filled.
Apples and oranges. You follow me? It's the same thing in your spirit.
My spirit man, the spirit on the inside of me. God says, I'm going to fill this up. I'm going to give this what it needs. But it ain't going to be what the world has. See, I thought, if you give me money, if you give me power, if you give me sex, and if you give me possessions, I would be full. My spirit would be full. Because that's what I was like. When you said desires of my heart, I said money! When he said desires of my heart, I said sex! I did! Give me desires. I said power! I want to be somebody. You give me, when he said desires of my heart, I meant things! I was going to have things, Jimmy. You thought you had cars. I was going to have a fleet of cars. Cars for everyone. Cars. That's in my mind. And I would, and as I would get stuff over here, I still wouldn't feel satisfied in here. And I was like, what's going on? And it was like putting sand in my cup. It was putting rocks on my plate. It wasn't working. Do you follow? And what God was trying to say to you, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart.
I know what your heart needs, what your heart wants. It ain't this. You thought it was this. It's me. So, first thing I caught him. I'm older now, I'm wiser. He's going to feel this. He is the only one who can do it. Second thing I called on to and said, okay, God, okay. I want this. How do I get it? I want this to be filled. I want my desires to be filled. How do I get it? He said, by desire. Not by ability, by desire. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. I live where I live according to my ability. You live where you live according to your ability. Y'all still don't understand. The reason I don't live in Devon is because I don't have the ability to live in Devon. All right, I ain't got the ability. In this world, you live where you live because you have the ability. You got the money. You vote. If I had the ability to live in Hawaii, I wouldn't be here. I don't want to live in Hawaii. I don't like COVID. Ever. Okay? If I could live in Hawaii, if I could have a place in Hawaii on the beach, if I had the ability, I would be there. If I could live in a mansion, if I had the ability on the earth, you have to have the ability to live in certain places. Right? Yes. You have the ability to live where you live at. It's based on ability. What you can do, what you can make it happen. You get where you are based on your ability. In Jesus, you get where you are based on your desire. God said, ask and seek. Knock. He said, seek me with all your heart. If you want me, you got to come after me. How much you want me? How much you want of me? If God is love, I want love. Well, God is love. How much love you want? Come get it. Come get me. I will fill you with love because I am love. But you got to come get me. And it's not based on ability. See, you can't get love because you got money. Check the world out. You got a lot of people got money and ain't got no love. You can't get joy because you got some. Because you in a position. You got power. You can't get anything from God because you got ability. You got to seek him because he is love and he is joy and he is peace. And you can't get it on your own. You got to seek him. That's why he says, come after me. if you want to live in the place called love, ain't got nothing to do with what you got. It's got to do with everything what you want. Do you desire him? Will you seek me? Will you come after me? Will you follow me? Will you pray? Will you seek after me? If you will, I'll give you one. I'll give you joy, but you got to come get it. You got to seek me with all your heart. You got to ask, you got to seek, you got to knock. I'll give you the desires of your heart. You want joy, you want peace. You want love in the midst of hate. There's a whole lot of hate going on here. You want love? You want joy? There's a whole lot of pain out there. You want pain? You want joy? You got to come get it. You want peace? There's a whole lot of crazy stuff going on. I want peace. Remember, Jesus had. Jesus on the boat, storm going, disciples, we're gonna die! Everybody hollering, screaming, Jesus. Slobber coming out. Jesus, wake up! You at peace. You sleep. What? Wake up! Why y'all wake me up? You got to come get it. Delight yourself in the Lord, the fuller. Go after him. Go after him. What I'm finding out,
I keep going after him. I keep asking about him. I keep seeking him. I keep wanting him. I keep going. I keep trying after him. I'm finding out I get more love, more joy, more peace than ever before. You know what I found out? He ain't lying. I just didn't get it right. He don't lie. He's not a man that he should lie. I will give you the desires of your heart. I got more love than I ever had. I got more joy than I ever had. I remember, we won the championship, 1981 championship, and in my mind, I fought. When we won, I would be so happy. And I jumped up and down. I was on TV and I hollered and screamed with the rest of my teammates. Hey, we won! But inside, I was like, that's all. I mean, you do all the outside stuff, but on the inside, you're like, it's kind of like the car. I'm happy I got the car. Doggone it, I got the papers. Well, God will really give it to you. You will really have love. You will really have joy. You will really have peace. And the more you keep going, the more you seek it, the more you get the desires of your heart. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Father, I love you. I thank you. I pray you. Bless your people. Be with us. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Hey, be blessed today. December 13th. December 13th, after church, we're going to have Christmas. We usually have a Christmas party, you know, kind of get together after church and we meet over at a place. I will tell you, it's going to be on Pedigree, but I'll tell you the place. I can't remember the name.
The nursery that used to be there.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. But there's a name of it, but we're going to be there.
Plantation Nursery, the white fence?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Walk more back. We're going to be there and bring it, kind of like bring a covered dish, and we'll make sure we got the chicken and all the other stuff. And we're going to do that. But anyway, just let you know. All right, be blessed.
What time is it?
Right after church. We'll go right over there right after. Jimmy, somebody hurt me down here.